temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The only difference, though, in this particular case, and I agree with you on many cases when it comes to play, the only difference for me is we don't know how badly that ankle is barking. In fact, he referenced on his radio pregame show that you'll hear tonight, I asked the difference between Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neal Cruz and what he has seen, and he mentioned that Ellie runs more, but he said that is probably a product of what O'Neal went through last year in terms of the injury. So I think the injury is coming into play more than anyone will say.
All right, so that was Greg Brown and his justification as to why O'Neal Cruz isn't in the lineup tonight. They're treating him like a platoon player. His splits against left-handed pitchers are terrible. And if they had an alternative like they do at first base or right field, I would say you're trying to win every game, put the best hitter out there, the hell with an experiment of trying to get a guy to hit against lefties, even though we can't. Well, tonight it's Jared Triolo at shortstop, and he ain't any better against lefties. He can't hit him either. He can't hit, period, this year. So I'd rather have O'Neal Cruz out there, hoping that he runs into one, and then I don't think a lefty will be in the game the entire time. That's the other point. And you might say, well, when the lefty comes out of the game, sub Cruz in. I don't have confidence in Shelton doing that, as evidenced by what happened in St. Louis last week when he never pinch hit Nick Gonzalez, Connor Joe, or Andrew McCutchen in that loss to St. Louis. We've been here before where they take the first game of a series behind Paul Skeens and then lose the next two to a division rival. Better not happen against the Reds tonight and then tomorrow afternoon at PNC Park. Jason Mackey is there, and he's going to join me at 5:30. Mackey has an article up on the Post-Gazette's website, a conversation with Andrew McCutchen, where McCutchen said, in my mind, this isn't my last year. As long as my body holds up and I'm not embarrassing myself out there, I want to keep going. I hope he keeps going, not for nostalgia reasons, not because I think that he should have a key to the city and a lifetime contract. Andrew McCutchen is 37 years old, and he's hitting like he's 27. Well, not 27. He's hitting like he's 32, let's say, right now. His OPS is 750, which is well above league average this year because it is a hitting-suppressed environment. If you followed baseball, the average OPS is in the low sevens, and he has 10 home runs, which leads the team. And he also is first in on-base percentage, which is the name of the game, and that's why he hits leadoff. Now, you'd like for another young guy to take the bull by the horns and be more equipped to be at the top of the lineup and do all those things, but that player has not emerged. Cruz has the power. He does not have the consistent on-base percentage. Nick Gonzalez, good, not great in that regard. He should hit higher in the lineup when he plays, even though he isn't tonight. I think he's batting maybe fifth. I'd have to double-check that. Let's see. He is hitting fourth. Good. He's hitting cleanup. That's about where he should be. So, yeah, I mean, McCutchen got off to an awful start, but he has recovered just like Brian Reynolds. And I would take him on. I would take him back for $5 million next year if he wants to do that. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Chuck in Uniontown is with us. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Tony. Thanks. It's great to It's been a while since I've talked to you, and I first of all, let me say, can I see this? I was talking to your buddy, Jody McDonald, in CBS in New York the other night, And I had to tell him the Willie Mays story that you like.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. From when you went to a game at Forbes Field back in the day. That's one of my all-time favorites of yours.
He humored to beat us that day.
Yep.
But anyway, the Pirates, Pony, what they need to do is simply this. The organization as a whole has to have the will to win. They need to stop being lazy, stingy, and stupid, and go out and get the things that they need to get. I disagree a little bit with Brownie. They may not necessarily be on the ball club, but they may be on other teams that are sellers, like the White Sox and people like that. They need to go out and get them now and stop talking about it. There is no time like the present. The time to do it is now. And there is no excuse for failure. You know, with a pitching staff like that, who wouldn't want to see that in the postseason?
Everybody right. They were asking that question on Fox last night, too, in the pregame, that they're a dangerous team because of a short series with those starting pitchers. If they just stay with what they've got, if there's a stand pat mentality with the Pirates, Chuck, what do you think is likeliest for them? What's the likeliest outcome? Do they make the playoffs with the players they have?
No. But Pony, I say it again. To go back to it, I hate to keep... this team has to stop being concerned about all its money and everything else. They need to stop being lazy, stingy, and stupid. They can do it if they want to. They don't need the Cardinals to make fun of them year after year. They can be as good or better as the Cardinals.
Chuck, your fandom goes back to the 50s and 60s. Who does Paul Skeens remind you of?
Bob Veal.
Bob Veal. He was a big power pitcher for the Pirates.
Yeah, except one was Skeens is right and Bob Veal was left.
And Veal had some control issues as well, no? Walks?
Yeah, but Pony, he could fire that thing. In fact, I was reading a book about Bob Gibson, the Cardinal pitcher in
yes.
the 60s.
Yep.
He was saying that he thought the pitcher that threw the hardest was Jim Maloney of the Cincinnati Reds, but he thought that Bob Veal was not far behind. And remember that story about the Pirates playing the Cardinals one night at Ford Field, where Lou Brock would not get into the batter's box until Bob Veal put his glasses on.
That's a good one. Chuck, you're the best. Thanks for calling in. Harsh words if the Pirates do nothing. From a fan for life in Chuck in Uniontown. Here is Tom in Penn Township. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
You bet, man.
So, I don't really feel very confident with this lineup. They're not making the playoffs unless, I mean, we got to think of first base and catcher. I mean, we get two good bats to replace where we're weak, and our defense isn't looking good at catch.
But I go back to what Greg said. I don't think for catcher, they've got DeLay, Grandal, and Davis. I think that they'll keep those guys around. I think they'll justify it as Grandal handles the pitching staff well. DeLay is an above-average backup catcher. And Davis is their future, and they're not going to put him on the back burner. I would be stunned if they made a move for a catcher. And I think they legitimately believe, Tom, that Tellez has figured it out. I think they're content with him now.
Then if that's the case, then they've got to at least get one bat somewhere. But then the other issue that they have is the Jack Suwinski whole trial and error thing. He's just watching too many strikes. That's my opinion, but you guys are probably watching
your opinion. It's the world's opinion. Of course he is. Yes. Don't second guess yourself. He's hitting a .176 with 57 strikeouts in 59 games. No, you're right about that. You don't have to apologize for that or qualify your answer by saying you're not an expert. You watch baseball, you see the guy strike out a ton and hit the occasional home run. But there's been only valleys this year with him, and Chris has brought this up a lot. Jack Suwinski, when they traded for him, he was not thought of as an everyday major league hitter. He turned into one the last 2 years, and maybe water has found its level again. My point is I would not bank on that. I would not just trust him to figure it out. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills, Key and Peters Township. A Bucko Minute with Jason Mackey is next, but first a headline from Sean Myers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.